Mary-Jo, Raphael, Diamond, and Margaret, along with their guides, Sergio, Alex, and Osvaldo, all reached the summit. It was a remarkable day. I can guarantee you each of these folks will tell you that Aconcagua was much more of a mountain than they thought it was. I'm calling you now from Berlin Camp. Everyone is down, exhausted, proud. What a summit day it was. And we left at 5:30 a.m., climbing by headlamp, of course. We did pick a good day. There was almost no wind as we climbed to the first spot along our route called Independencia. It took us 3 hours and 45 minutes to climb there. A bit of wind on the way, but no wind when we arrived, and we were already at an elevation of 21,000 feet, about a third of the way. After Independencia, the team was very tired, but they continued to traverse. We wore crampons after we left Independencia, and the climbing got more difficult. Marjo and Sergio actually reached the summit at 1:50 p.m. That was about 8 hours and 20 minutes after they started climbing. And Alex and the other climbers reported to me from the base of the feature called the Candelaria that they were feeling good enough to continue, and they reached the summit about 4 p.m. You know, it took summit team reached 4 p.m. It took them a total of 16 hours after leaving camp to reach it back to Berlin. They came in. Maria had soup that probably tasted better than any soup they had ever had in their life. We got them tucked away into their sleeping bags, and we're really proud that this team reached